This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. I don't know about you, but I certainly would welcome a bit of civility in politics these days. Frankly, I'm getting tired of hearing the most outrageous comments about our elected leaders, not just on a nationwide scale, but on a statewide scale as well. Regarding our current president, he is neither a racist nor inept or a criminal or any one of the other derogatory terms his opponents call him. It's America, and you're free to disagree with his policies and even disagree with the course he has set America on, which would frankly be quite foolish, but please, let's have some constructive dialogue for a change. The president's opponents have put forth very few visions for the future, with the exception of trying to see who can propose the biggest budget-busting Green New Deal. It just seems to me that all they can do is go as far left as possible and use outrageous terms and descriptions for the current president. I did have to chuckle about the Democratic presidential candidates talking about how the economy is not strong and is not recovering for everyone. Well, it's a nice talking point, but rather absurd when you consider what has happened in the last 2.5 years. But that aside, disagree with the president, tell us your plan for the future, but let's get back to doing it with some degree of civility. Here in the state of Oregon, I don't have much good to say about our current governor or our state senators. I disagree with most everything they do and have no bones about talking about that. However, I'm not going to start calling them liars, criminals, racists, or whatever. I think that pointing out what I consider to be foolish actions and ridiculous ideas is fair game, but nothing personal. Families are certainly off limits. However, some of the national media seem to delight in digging into families, both presidential and statewide, to try and taint that particular politician and their plans and ideas. That simply is not right. Now, locally, we seem to be doing a good job of keeping the dialogue civil. We, of course, are heading into an election year next year, and we'll see what we get. Hopefully, we can have our disagreements and a robust exchange of ideas and still be courteous while we do it. Impossible for the national media, but certainly a goal to strive for locally. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.